Get it down to the Rapids end, but Rapids comes away with a Priceland up to Lutfullen. McNish and Allstrand giving chase. Big hit up along the boards. Fischel has to cover up. Has shot in on goal, and that's a big glove save by Shaw. And we get another stoppage. 11:29 to go in the contest. Rapids holding that 6-0 advantage. .657 was the official time of that goal. As we have a face-off coming in the Rapids zone. Blocker side of Shaw. And out goes Obstfelder. In comes Anderson. There's a big drop of the puck, and that is controlled by Rapids. Garcia gets there first. Puck sent up. That's Allstrand, Anderson, and there is offsides. Anderson got into the zone a little too early. Got whistled for it. So we come back out to neutral ice, where there will be another face-off coming up. 11:21 left to go in the contest. 6-0, River Kings over the Blades. 38-10 shot advantage for the River Kings. It's face-off just outside the Steele County Blades blue line. One by Rapids. Garcia carries it into the zone. Near side, drop pass to Anderson. Shot blocked by the defense. Held in by Allstrand. Sent down wide of the goal. Garcia's giving chase, as is Lutfullen. Obstfelder cannot hold it behind the goal as River Kings battling in the near side corner right in front of the beer garden. Nice little collision there behind the goal. Lutfullen pushed up against the boards. Real physical play there. That's won by Allstrand as he's centering for Anderson. Anderson was not there, able to get it. Puck is still sent out to Lutfullen. Point, Garcia near side. Big glove save there by Hunt. We get another stoppage. 10:40 to go in the contest. 6-0 lead, Wisconsin Rapids.
Great tracking of the puck right there by James Hunt.
Looking at the games today, it was Atlanta up against the Dells Ducks. That was earlier in the day. And then going on right now, the Mullets are at the Blue Ox. Steele County, of course, here in Wisconsin Rapids. And the Ducks, they had a second game against the Hampton Whalers. Is face off to the glove side of Hunt. Picked up by the Blades as they get the puck down in the Rapid zone. 10.5 to go in the contest. Puck sent around the boards. That was Nelson. Tudich with it. And sent back down to the Rapids end. Pulled up, giving chase with Nelson flanking on the far side. Pass up ahead to Schweitzer. Stop, gets around the defense. Pulled up with it now near side as he looks to dump it into the zone. Gives chase up behind the goal as we speak. And Bulldog getting it tied up. Puck's just sitting there. Defense wasn't sure where it went. Squirts out of there. Bulldog gets there first. Schweitzer tries to center it. Defense gets there first. Can't hold his own as Nelson as it goes down the length of the ice. But Shaw will play it. Slows it down. Leaves it behind the goal. Will back pass to Tudich. Tudich behind the goal to Nelson. Nelson hit up ahead, but that's kept in by the Blades. Sent down to the near corner. We'll look, back pass over to Nelson yet again. Nelson gets a pass up to Denti. Denti can't quite handle it. We'll look, pass up to Tudich. Tudich moving around the defense, tries to get an opportunity there. He gets tied up. Center back pass centering. That was Schweitzer right on the doorstep, bouncing around, and it is covered by Hunt. Get another stoppage. 9:15 to go in the game. Rapids leading 6-0. And that shot advantage keeps growing. 41-10 now for the River Kings.
What a move there by Owen Tudich. Couldn't connect, though, on the back door with Will Duke.
That was set up beautifully, but that still heck of a job by Hunt for being able to keep track of that. Yeah, he's done a great job tonight for Steele County.
Yeah, really.
We have face-off again to the blocker side of Hunt. Rapids gets it. Ilian, he's stick-handling around, set down. No hand pass there. It's in the circles there. Steele County's trying to get it out of the zone. Gillian and Diamond, they're battling in there as they are able to get the puck out. Ladrette cannot quite get to Raffert. Raffert skates quickly behind the goal. Pass up ahead to Ilian. Ilian chip up to Atkins. Atkins near side. Comes around. Tries to jam it home. He gets a big collision with the goalie. And there will be There will be no goal as there's a lot of pushing and shoving and a headlock being applied by Hadfield. And the helmet goes flying. And I understand the concept of it. It wasn't intentional as Atkins covers up his head and just says whatever's going to happen is happening as the officials get in there quickly. No argument there from Atkins. He's just skating to the box. And that will be a power play opportunity for the Blades.
Fair enough. I just think he crashed in that and ended up with a goalie. It's just unfortunate.
You know, it's one of those that, you're not supposed to touch the goalie, but the puck's loose in the crease. Kind of stuff's going to happen. Not
exactly.
Saying it's right, but it's going to happen.
Got to find the puck.
Yep, that's right. Yes. We have a... That would be Atkins, 11:22, the time of the penalty. And that'll be holding, I believe, for the Rapid Skaters. Another power play chance for the Blades. 8:38 left to go in the game as they win the faceoff. Hadfield, one-timer blocked by McNeish. And cleared the zone by Rapids, so that's a good start for the River Kings as they try to kill another penalty. Tudich giving chase, kind of a 1-1-2 look on the defense for the River Kings. Thernvikus carries his own up. McNeish gets the puck, and it's going to be a race, folks. McNeish, he's getting around the defense. He goes wide, stops, spins. Now it's just kind of eating up time and making it so that the Blades got to waste a lot of time trying to get set up. 1:24 left to go on the skater advantage for the Blades. As Thernvikus carries into the zone. He gets hit in the process. No penalty coming as Thernvikus is on the near side. He's getting tied up in the corner. 1:10 left to go on the skater advantage. Puck is loose, coming up towards the point. That's Kwok. Skip pass across the way as the River Kings were there for a centering pass, and it's back down the length of the ice. 1 minute to go in the skater advantage. 7.5 to go in the game. Rapids up 6-0 over the Blades. Hip check opportunity there for Obstfelder. He just narrowly misses as there's a big collision right in front of the Rapids bench, and the puck goes back down the length of the ice for the River Kings. 40 seconds left on the skater advantage as Obstfelder, he intercepts a pass. He's going behind the goal as he wanted to try to get a centering pass to Bryceland, who was first there, but good job by the what's now the defense of the Blades as they were not allowed to get there. As there's going to be another penalty coming up. That'll be a high-sticking penalty coming. With 25 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for the Blades. 7:03 left to go in the game as now it is Freeborg going to the box for Steel County for high stick as we now have 11:57 time of the penalty. Excuse me, 12:57. So 22 seconds of 4-on-4, and then just about a minute and a half for the skater advantage for Rapids as Felly gets the puck down low just trying to get his teammates there as Hervey was in there, pass around. That's picked up by Lutfulin. Garcia with the puck, sends back down behind the goal. Lutfulin there as well as Rapids is back on full strength, and they got the power play for a minute and a half with 6.5 to go. Allstrand, cross ice pass to Garcia. He carries it up into the zone. Stops, and he spins back. Anderson, cross ice pass. Allstrand, Tudich, high slot. Back over to Allstrand, down low to Schweitzer. Can't quite handle it cleanly, so he gets back to Allstrand. Over to Schweitzer in the wing. Schweitzer, back out to Allstrand. Stop. Defense got there a little bit as Tudich was able to send it back down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer trying to clear, don't pound the net. He cannot, and he sends it back out to Allstrand. Allstrand can't hold the zone, so Rapids has to get back onside. I know it's not the situation he really wanted as they do reset. Schweitzer, top of the circle, as he carries it down low behind the goal. Pass behind the goal to Tudich. Anderson on the point, back across the way to Allstrand. Dobbs Felder, high slot. Pass across to the near side. Picked up by Schweitzer, 5.5 to go in the game. 30 seconds to go in skater advantage, and that is a shot and a big redirect up into the netting by Hunt. We got a stoppage, 5:26 to go in the game. 24 seconds left to go in the power play for Wisconsin Rapids as they lead 6-0 over the Steele County Blades.
Great setup there by Caden Switzer to Felix Allstrand on the back door, we could say.
Time running down on the Blades here. 5.5 to go. There will be a face-off blocker side of Hunt. That's Cooper there. As picked up by Rapids. Raffert, far point. Picked up by Beauchamp. Denty couldn't hold on to the pass. Rapids has to reset. 15 seconds to go, so they might have one opportunity at this. As Denty skates around, he breaks it into the zone. Far side, trying to get around the defense. Drop pass to Beauchamp. Denty gets it back behind the goal. 2 seconds and one, and that is the end of the skater advantage. Both teams are at full strength. Redirect at the top of the crease, and the goal. Rapids leads 7-0.
Great shot there by Raffert, redirected by Owen Atkins for his second of the game, I believe.
That would be Atkins. As that was about as pretty as you could make it. That'd be 15:01 on the time of the goal. As that was just a nice redirect right at the top of the crease, and unfortunately for Hunt, there's not much you can really do about that.
No, not really. It's a hard play to do, but just got to put your body in front like he did. He played it good.
Well, 4:59 left to go in the game. Rapids up 7-0. 43-11 shot advantage for the River Kings tonight. And that's just another one of those nights for the Blades as they just can't keep up with the River Kings. River Kings are up 7-0 here. Just under 5 minutes to go as Atkins gets his second goal of the game. As we got a stoppage of play.
Touch one guy on the bench, I believe.
Raffert and Beauchamp on the assists to Atkins. 15:01, the official time of the goal. A shot from just outside the blue line. That is gloved by Hunt, and he drops it. Pass to one of his teammates. His puck is behind the goal. 4:37 left to go in the game. Held in by Bulldog. Diamond can't quite come up with it. Ilian does. He's on the near side. Pass trying to get it back to Bulldog. He can't. Blades get there first. Galata up to Lorette. Backhand opportunity behind the goal. That was a near miss by the Blades. So still trying to get back up on the board. Atkins racing far side. He's going to carry it into the zone. Diamond near side. He just skates back. Drop pass down to Ilian. Atkins now trying to center it up. Bouncing puck still loose. And that's a high stick there by Bulldog. Touched up by the Blades as they have the puck. Sent it around the way, and it's picked up right now by Yerji. Puck is loose, sent up, Ilian. He gets it to Diamond. Diamond has to back up. As Diamond, he gets poked away by Inks. Big blocker save there by Shaw. 3.5 to go. Rapids up 7-0. Get Southwood County Recreation Center as they're 3.5 away from a weekend and regular season series sweep of the Blades. As puck bounces out to neutral ice, to Steele County, they've got to reload here offensively. Freeborg sends the puck into the zone. Bulldog, back pass by Nelson. Then out to the point as McNeish, he was looking for a home run pass from Cooper, and he was not able to hit that as there's a cover of the puck by Shaw. 3 minutes exactly remaining in the game. Rapids up 7-0. Well, there's a bunch of games going on tomorrow as well. The Squatch, they play the Florida Eels. And then the Florida Junior Blades, they take on the Ducks. Asante's playing the Mullets. And then Atlanta takes on the Squatch. The Squatch got two games tomorrow. As that's the one team, Rapids really hoping to drop a couple games there. Try to kind of create a cushion top of the standings as we head into that big series next weekend when the Squatch come to Southwood County Recreation Center. As shot sent in there, and that's covered up by Shaw. Stoppage, 2:49 to go. The the looking through the schedule, middle of November, Rapids and the Squatch played. Rapids dropped the first game 3-4, then came back and won the second one 5-4. So Rapids and the Squatch played even for the first two games as Rapids comes away with the puck on that faceoff to the glove of Shaw. Breisland carries the puck into the zone. Nice centering pass, shot, big glove save by Hunt as he kept another one out of the back of the net. That was wide open. He was able to get there first and deter McNeish of his goal of the night.
Exactly. Gregory save there by James Hunt. You mentioned caution for the River Kings in the standings. Like we said earlier, every point matters in the next couple of games we got if we want to get that first seeding spot in the USPHL division.
Right. Now, that's the big thing this year is with three rounds, it's a true champion that goes to nationals. You need that one seed if you want to play at home. But you got to win those series to get there first, which Rapids is really vying for that opportunity with 2:20 to go, up 7-0 over the Blades. Garcia holds a puck into the zone as Anderson got the puck up into the slot, was not able to drill it home as Hervey carries the puck up, flips it up into the Rapids end. 2:06 left to go, centering pass through the crease. No one home for the Blades as Rapids trying to keep everything in front of them and away from Shaw as Allstrand with the puck. Anderson and Garcia centering pass. Garcia a little behind the play. Couldn't get it. Centering pass for Allstrand. Not there. Big collision on the far side as now it's getting a little physical and chippy out there. 1:42 to go in the game. And Steele County is sending the puck up neutral ice. That Schifelli, he almost got an odd rush on that, but couldn't hold on to the puck. Upsfelder spins, cross ice pass to Anderson. Anderson has it, skating around, gets around defender, drop pass to Allstrand, who's looking towards the slot. Puck is loose, knocked around. Can't get enough on that as Anderson is puck sent to the corner. Allstrand back behind the goal with 1:14 left to go in the game. Ness picks up the puck for the Blades, comes near side. Sends it down, bounce off the boards. Shaw stops it, just knocks it behind the cage with 1 minute to go in the game as we are 1 minute away from a weekend sweep and 8 in a row for the River Kings as Schweitzer tries to center it over to Denti. He gets held up on the play, no penalty being called, just letting him play out this last minute. Puck center on the boards, 47 seconds to go. Schweitzer centering pass. That was to Tudich. Tudich can't get it home as defense clogs those lanes. Shot from Chevy Alexander, big glove save there by Hunt. Stoppage 38 and a half seconds to go. Rapids up 7-0.
Another great save there by James Hunt on the glove. You mentioned it a lot tonight.
Well, we've got just 38 and a half seconds to go. Rapids leading 7-0. As face off to the blocker of Hunt. Won by Rapids, Bulldog. Ice slot, pass down to the corner with Denti. It's about 30 seconds to go here as Denti drop pass back to Bulldog. As Rapids battling behind the goal, puck comes up as Hedfield hits against the board. 17.5 seconds to go. Rapids is going to coast this out. Schweitzer with it. Cross ice pass. Shot by Chevy Alexander. Turned away by Hunt. Under 10 seconds to go. 8 seconds. 7. As puck's just going to be held on to by Tudich. 3, 2, and 1. And there's a opportunity. Puck is loose. And there's your horn. And there is a River Kings winner. 7-0 over the Steele County Blades.
Great game by the River Kings. Great game by Steele County, too. They played out well. Great game by James Hunt, their goalie. Obviously, congratulations to Deacon Shaw with the shutout today.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't jinx him tonight. Sorry about that, my friend.
It happens.
It does. It does. As I said, you know, as a sports broadcaster, you got to talk about something. Unfortunately, we talked about it last night, and I learned my lesson. So never doing that again. I'm sorry it came at your expense. But at the expense of everything this weekend, it was the Blades, as they weren't able to get much going offensively against the defensive presence of the River Kings. Rapids got the game started quickly, 2:07 mark. Denti got his first goal of the game, assists to Schweitzer and Tudich, and followed up just a little bit later at 7:17 when Bulldog, he got on the board for a 2-0 Rapids lead. Obstafelder with the assist. Denti got his second goal and final goal of the game at 8:54 with another assist to Schweitzer, and that's where we sat at the end of the first period. Second period, Steele County, their defense really bowed up. They didn't allow Rapids anything up until the 19:09 mark when Schweitzer, he got a goal, and that was assists to Allstrand and Obstfelder on the power play, and that's where we sat, 4-0 at the end of two periods. And then once that third period came, Rapids just grounded out as Atkins, he got on the board at the 150 mark with assists to Denti and Raffert again on the power play. Mikhail Alien, he got his first goal game at 6:57. Diamond and Atkins on the assists. Whereas Atkins, he got his second goal at 15:01. Assists to Raffert and Beauchamp. Deacon Shaw, another shutout. That's why we up here always call him Deacon Shutout Shaw, as he got another one. This is his fourth of the season now, as he moves to 11-1, and that goals against average shrinks even further. And, of course, that save percentage grows as both teams are taking a little prayer in the center of the ice as we conclude this broadcast just in a moment. Again, Shaw, he finished with 14 saves in the game to finish things up, whereas James Hunt faced 51 shots, and he made 44 saves. So good night for the both young men between the pipes. Just when you face that many shots, it's just really tough to get all of those saves that you need to. So with that, just about done here at Southwood County Recreation Center. Thanks again, man. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate it. And wish you the best of luck once next week shows up against the Squatch. Yep. Hopefully we'll see some more River Kings winning hockey as we are just about to exit here on the weekend as Wisconsin Rapids came away with a 7-0 victory as Owen Tudich is being named the 3-star player of the game. And then as we will get to the 2-star player, is from Elgin, Illinois. Caden Schweitzer, he comes up. He can celebrate tonight. And for us Packer fans, hopefully he's not celebrating tomorrow. Packer Bear game, last regular season game there. And then the 1-star player of the game. As Owen Atkins gets the 1-star of the game as he gets the Gatorade or the water bath there out there on the rink as he's all smiles as everybody is just all smiles from Wisconsin Rapids tonight with a weekend sweep. So with that, we're just about done here for the weekend. Again, Carl, Art, excellent job as always. Always a pleasure with you. Matt, great job. Mr. Kirkott, again, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. Do a great job. You guys can put me out of a job. And, of course, my name's Mike Comer. I want to thank everybody. Seth Habegger back at the studio. All the sponsors. Thank you for everything. Couldn't do it without you guys. So for everybody here at Southwood County Recreation Center, where the River Kings pulled off a 7-0 victory. So thank you for joining us on 105.5 WIRI, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and Blow Hockey. Everybody have a safe evening, safe rest of the weekend. We'll see you here next time. Well, the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings take on the Minnesota Squatch.
River Kings Hockey on 105.5 FM WIRI is proudly brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, Inc., and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. WIRI is pleased to bring coverage of the home games of River Kings Hockey again this season. Listen on 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app. WisCountry 105.5 WIRI.
I can tell by the way that you're stirring your drink. Oh, we're already playing with fire. Say that you had to go about an hour ago. Baby, you're such a beautiful liar. It feels like a movie I've already seen. So right now I'm begging you, please, why don't you save me the trouble? Keep those pretty blue eyes to yourself. Why don't you save me?
take you, Alabama. Roll on.
Roll on, highway. Roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family. Roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I ask you to do. Kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama. They ask her when daddy's coming home. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler and they sure miss him when he's gone. Ah, but he calls them every night and tells them that he loves them. He taught them this song to sing. Roll on, highway, roll on along. Roll on, daddy, till you get back home. Roll on, family, roll on, crew. Roll on, mama, like I ask you to do. And roll on, 18-wheeler, roll on. It's Wednesday evening, mama's waiting by the phone. It rings, but it's not his voice. Seems the highway patrol has found a jackknifed rig in a snowbank in Illinois. But the driver was missing, and the search had been abandoned, 'cause the weather had everything stalled. And they had checked all the houses and the local motels. When they had some more news, they'd call. And she told him when they found him to tell him that she loved him. And she hung up the phone singing, roll on, highway, roll on.
Wisconsin's home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
Hadn't had a good time since you know when. Got talked into going out with hopes you were staying in. I was feeling like myself for the first time in a long time, till I bumped into some of your friends over there talking to mine. Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right. side had my heart sewn in. The moon went high and stars quit shining. Rain was driving, thunder, lightning. You wrecked my whole world when you came and hit me like a hurricane. You hit me like a hurricane. Knew it was gonna be a long night from the moment when we locked eyes over whiskey on ice, started talking about us again. If I would have just laid my drink down and walked out, well, I wouldn't be in my truck driving us to your house. But you rolled in with your hair in the wind, maybe without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side had my heart sewn in. The moon went high and stars quit shining.
Strange to hear your voice. I did not expect for you to call. You wonder how I'm doing, how I'm holding up since you did me wrong. You did what you done to me. I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well now, wait 1 minute, I failed to mention those tears I cry are tears of joy. Because it was no fun there under your thumb. And now that we're done, I'm getting right every night with every single, every loving girl inside. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. How I'm doing since you did what you done to me. All right. Heard what a you know what you were, they took she never took her ever loving eyes off me. So how am I doing since you did what you done to me? I can't lie, sometimes cry when I think of how it used to be. I keep my friends with me, I stay busy, and I don't get much sleep. Baby, that's how I'm doing since you did what you done to me. Well, I don't know what you were thinking, running round on me. Now you say you're sorry. Well, honey, I agree. So, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Girl, don't lie, you know you cry, 'cause you know how good it used to be. Yeah, tell me, does the thought of losing my true love make it hard to sleep? Baby, how are you doing since you did what you done to me? Yeah, how are you doing now that you know how I'm doing since you did what you done to me?
FM WIRI Wiscountry is your station for high school sports. Catch Randy and Mike on the call all season long. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Former President Jimmy Carter is lying in repose at the Carter Center in Atlanta. CBS's Skylar Henry is there.
Open to the public to come in, pay their respects, says the 39th president will lie in repose there until Tuesday morning at 6 a.m.
After that, Carter's casket will be flown to Washington, D.C. for his national funeral service. CBS's Ali Bauman is in New York, where after midnight, most drivers will have to pay $9 to enter Manhattan's business district.
Transit officials say this city's congestion pricing could be a model for others across the country, encouraging more people to use public transportation while lowering commute times and cleaning the air. But critics call it another tax on the middle class.
CBS meteorologist Craig Allen says much of the country is in for rough weather.
About 1,500 miles of the United States will be under some type of winter storm alert.
Some parts of the Midwest will get more than a foot of snow. Other areas are set to get ice or heavy rain and gusty winds. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Wallace.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers Mondays at 5:30 on WFHR, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
Hi, I'm Craig Orndorff. Join me for Weekend in the Country every Sunday night at 6, right here on 105.5 WIRI. We'll relive a memorable week in country music from 1980 through 1999, counting down the top 20 hits of the week direct from the Billboard country charts. We'll mix in some trivia and pop culture and take a voyage back in time through some of country's greatest years. Join me Sunday nights at 6 for Weekend in the Country on Wiscountry 105.5 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and cold tonight, to low near 1 below, wind chills to 15 below. Mostly sunny and staying cold tomorrow, a high in the mid-teens. Mostly sunny Monday, a high in the low 20s. Partly sunny Tuesday, Wednesday, highs stay in the mid to upper teens. Currently, it's 6.
You're never gonna be alone, never from now on. Need someone to hold, just hold on me. I'll never be far away, I'm here to stay. If you get lost on me. The second I looked into your eyes, baby,
something wild and unruly. I want to sleep on the hard ground in the comfort of your arms, on a pillow of blue bonnets in a blanket made of stars. Oh, it sounds good to me. I said, cowboy, take me away. Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Set me free. Oh, I pray closer to heaven above and closer to you. Closer to you. Building standing tall. I wanna be the only one for miles and miles, except for maybe you and your simple smile. Oh, it sounds good to me. Yes, it sounds so good to me. Cowboy, take me away.
Yeah. Russian guy.
Said, I'm sorry, but we're closed. And she said, I know, but I'm afraid I left my purse. I said, I put one back behind the bar. I bet it's probably yours. And the next thing that I knew, there we were, lost in conversation. Before I handed her purse, I said, you'll only get this back on one condition. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. Music played, we held each other close. And we danced. And from that moment, there was never any doubt. I had found the one that I had always dreamed about. And then one evening, she stopped by after work. I pulled a diamond ring out of the pocket of my shirt. And as her eyes filled up with tears, she said, this is the last thing I expected. And then she took me by the hand and said, I'll only marry you. And we danced out there on that empty hardwood floor. The chairs up and the lights turned way down low. The music played, we held each other close. Like no one else had ever danced before. I can't explain what happened on that floor, but the music played, we held each other close. And we danced.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Mm-hmm.
baby, what's on your mind? When you see me pull up in your drive, do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy and tell me now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find them to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare? Now act just like you don't care. Now girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? How that to move? Baby, tell me the truth. Do I make you wanna karaoke in the neon light? Go to Vegas, stay up all night. See if we can find a cheap flight. Little 7, come 11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Maybe just a little, I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road, find them to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare? Now act just like you don't care. Now girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you want? Do I make you turn into now? Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, but we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow?
The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Creo Williams lived down a dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creo? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to treat her right. He said, I got what you need, son, as we stepped down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about why.